Officials are working to determine the cause of an explosion that killed two workers and rocked the U.S. Steel Clairton coke plant outside Pittsburgh Monday morning.
They did successfully find one worker and rescued that worker.
Chief Matthew Brown is with Allegheny County's Emergency Services.
We do have now a second deceased worker.
The county police department says five people were hospitalized in critical but stable condition Monday night, and five others had been treated and released. Rumbling and explosions at the plant rocked the community and sent black smoke spiraling into the air. The county health department has lifted an air quality advisory. U.S. Steel's Kurt Barshick says there will be a full investigation.
We had an explosion at the 1314 battery, but the extent of the damage is not known because all of our efforts have been focused on recovery.
The plant is still partially operational.
First unit coke batteries are still producing. The rest of the plant is stable.
Audio courtesy WTAE. I'm Jennifer King.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.